This podcast is for satirical purposes only. Violin or piano? Stop. Violinists, electrified by passion, and pianists with their heads hovering inches from the keys, earn a field of grins from their prideful parents. This harmony between musicians, however, is misleading. It covers up the shit both types have to slog through to make it to the stage. The violin trap is quite a few years down the line from her piano sister. Floodgates open when parents finally get the email to sign up for elementary orchestra. What instrument? The only one they know, the devil's specialty, violin. Often the family doesn't see the footnote on the email. Prepare for quartered cat sounds. Oh, your first concert. Can't wait to be seen under the lights behind the sea of 60 other drowning kittens. Welcome to the high school orchestra. Here, every violin will be ranked one by one from first to last chair by your worthiness. Look forward. You see every player more valuable than yourself. Look behind. Everyone who's subservient to your ego. Beware. Orchestra etiquette will remind you of your rank every rehearsal. Take a look. 1. Only first chair may ask the conductor questions. 2. First chair is always right even when he or she is wrong. 3. Solo or duet parts may not be practiced by anyone other than their owners, the ones with talent. 4. Even numbered ranks must bring music and turn pages in the middle of pieces. 5. Only odd number ranks may mark the music while even ranks stabilize the music stand. 6. Last chair is in charge of holding the door as your section leaves the performance hall. You've hit a benchmark when your friends ask about the newly acquired hickey on your neck. Not from the latest hookup, but instead, embarrassingly, too much time spent drawing horsehair over a string of steel. In another universe, a toddler's curiosity drives them to poke a piano key, locking their fate. Welcome to quarantine. The 10 minutes every day on the piano bench turns into 3 hours of isolation before the self-inflicted lesson. At least, unlike the violinists, you don't have to play with your competition every day. Pianists, rather, compete against an arbitrary scale in private, then humbly boast in conversation. 1,000 hours of confinement later, a pianist finally purchases the Holy Bible, Henley's edition of Beethoven's piano sonatas. The collection of 14 works with the iconic blue cover retails for $110. Unless you put in another 10,000 hours, you'll never get that money back. However, the most riveting, life-changing milestone and mark of the peak for a pianist, tendonitis. Oh, the irony. Once you've memorized all 14 verses, your arms have fallen off and you revert back to the abilities of your native toddler self. The two instruments typically have different beginnings, paths, and milestones. But both almost always end with the same realization. You will never be good enough.
So what's it like to, start like music young? Like what's
So for a lot of kids, when you start really young, like toddler age, it's normally the parents who like, oh, they found a music teacher, or and then they sign you up and then you're just kind of there doing what she does. And then I think kids around elementary school to middle school, when they can like finally quit, the ones who really like it are gonna stay with it, and those who really didn't have a passion for music, they quit.
Nice. When did you start lessons?
So for piano, I started with my private teacher, I think, first or second grade. So my sister had been taking lessons. She's 6 years older than me, so when she was around that age, she started. So we always had a piano in the house. So as soon as I hit like first grade, I started. But with violin, I started when the school sent out and noticing like, oh, you can sign up for orchestra or band. My sister also played the violin, so they were like, oh, we have a violin in the house, why not play the violin? So that's how I got started on that. Nice.
So you play violin and piano. Is there any other instrument?
Mostly violin and piano, but when you play violin, it's really easy to start the cello, viola, or any other string.
Similar instruments, right?
Yeah. So I've like dabbled in that, but never really taken lessons or taken it really seriously.
Is there any like part of your music career that you feel like you could have like improved on, like looking back?
Yeah, definitely. As much as I love violin and piano, they're easily the most competitive instruments, whether it's auditioning for a district orchestra or like pursuing it as a career. There's just so much competition out there, and I wish I chose an instrument that was less competitive that I still loved, because I feel like when you're a violin or piano, you're just drowned out by the millions and millions of people who play that instrument.
But do you feel like you still, like, it's, like, a good part of your life that you...
Yeah, for sure. A lot of, like, how I identify myself when they ask me, like, oh, who are you? It's always, like, pianist or whatever. And, like, I think one of my biggest accomplishments in life, almost, was getting to play at Carnegie Hall. And that was
Nice.
Yeah, that was... Thank you.